Fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip. Actually, today on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio, once again, the road trip has come to us. I'm Glenn Moberg, and today it's our annual tradition, direct from Miami Beach, Florida, the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios, to celebrate this year's Up North Tour. Every year at this time, Wausau's own Michael Andrews brings his chamber music group back to his hometown, and this weekend they are performing two free concerts, both in Wausau. Tomorrow, Friday evening, July 20th, at 7:30 p.m. at the Lee Auchie Woodson Art Museum, 700 North 12th Street. That's at the top of the hill on Wausau's east side. And that Woodson Museum performance is a special program in honor of the late Doris Ulrich, with a reception that follows. And then this Saturday, July 21st at 6 p.m. at the First Universalist Unitarian Church, 5th and Grant Streets downtown. That venue has changed. It was originally scheduled for the Yawkey Museum Garden, but there's a chance of rain in the forecast tomorrow. So for Saturday. So Saturday's concert will appear at the First Universalist Unitarian Church. So today in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios at the Center for Civic Engagement, we have Michael Andrews on cello, Sarah Schreffler, first violin, Sarah Usher, second violin, Maya Anstein, viola, and Cindy Blandino on bass. Because of the special format of today's program, we won't be taking phone calls from our listeners, so we invite you to sit back, relax, and listen to something very special, an hour of live chamber music right here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Michael Andrews, you've been doing this tour for 7 years now, and we've got today's radio show, a concert that took place last Sunday at the Woodson Art Museum, another at the Woodson Museum tomorrow night at 7:30, and the final concert this Saturday at 6 p.m. at the First Universalist Unitarian Church downtown. Quite an agenda for you again this year.
Yes, I've been very busy, but it's really great to have my friends from the West Coast and the East Coast and in between, all coming to Wausau to really play great music.
Let's look at some of the music that you'll be performing and have been performing on this year's Up North Tour. You change things around just about every year you come through town. What will people hear tomorrow evening, Friday, at that concert and reception at the Woodson Museum?
Well, this will be our piano chamber music program. We're going to be doing Ferdinand Ries, who's a German composer. He was actually a student of Beethoven's, and it's his piano quintet, and that is with double bass. My good friend Cindy comes back every year, and I met Cindy in Venezuela many years ago. She was principal bass, and we've been friends ever since. And the other good thing about her is she likes to cook and has a really good green thumb. So we have a lot in common. And so we always try to find a piece that has a double bass in it. And after 7 years, there's not that much chamber music with bass. So, you know, we did commission a piece a couple of years ago and did a Midwest premiere here. So there's the Ferdinand Ries. And then we're also doing the Faure Piano Quintet number mm-hmm. 2. And that's a really wonderful French piece. It's just really luscious and completely different than the Ries.
When were these pieces written?
Well,
Ries
was a student of Beethoven, so he sort of is the transition between Beethoven and Brahms. And the Ries is actually it's almost like a piano concerto. If people were at the concert last year with
right.
Limmer, it really is a piano concerto with string accompaniment. And we have a wonderful pianist from Minneapolis, Thomas Dickinson, performing that with us tomorrow. And then the Faure is just really lush French, sort of mm-hmm. late 1800s, early 1900s. It's just really completely different from the Ries.
Let's talk about the Saturday concert. And again, this is the one that's moved from the Yawkey Museum Garden to the First UU Church
Correct,
downtown.
Yes.
Mozart on the Move, from the classics to Coldplay and Lady Gaga. Tell us about that.
Well, we were looking in Miami to, you know, how do we build an audience? Because, frankly, we have great audiences here in Wausau. We really love the support from the community. But we, you know, Miami, there's quite a bit going on there in all kinds of things. And we were trying to build an audience. So there was a grant offer for a special project. And I was actually at Cindy's house at Thanksgiving 1 year when this mm-hmm. project came together. And we came up with Mozart on the Move. And there were 20-minute programs in unexpected venues like Macy's or Whole Foods or a bar on Lincoln Road.
That you'd be performing in the South Beach area.
Yeah, and just 20-minute programs. You know, you just go in and you play some music and you get out. And we actually did 12 of those, and we reached over 3,000 people. So we wanted to bring that concept up here and really expand what chamber music is, because it really can be anything. It's just a small group of people playing together.
The chamber music isn't defined as a particular style of music. It's more the instrumentation.
Right. It's a small group. It's usually with no conductor. And it could be a small jazz group with trumpet and saxophone and piano, or it could be a string quartet, or it could be a piano and three flutes, or it could be anything. It's just a small group in a more intimate setting.
The intimate setting being the chamber. So
right.
The definition of the music is in the name of the music itself. Well, this is the second year in a row that you featured Lady Gaga. Last year, you also stretched musical boundaries with your version of Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix. And I saw a version of that on YouTube. I don't know how much of a hit it's become, but it certainly has made an impression with some people. You're trying to stretch musical boundaries in a way with some of the things that you do.
Yeah, we don't just want to play Beethoven and Brahms and Bach. We really feel that we want to appeal to all people. And if we can get people to enjoy our music through offering Lady Gaga and Coldplay and some Beatles and some Gershwin, and then hook them with some, you know, other really great music, that's our goal.
Well, let's hear some compositions. This is a live music show. We've got the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, if you just joined us, live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios on Route 51. It's the Up North Tour. It's something we do with this group every year. Mm-hmm. Michael Andrews, you've picked out some selections for us. What are we going to hear next?
Yeah, the first thing we're doing is actually Mozart. We always start with Mozart in our Mozart on the Move. And in his day, he wrote some lighter pieces, sort of easy listening pieces for people there that were maybe needed to not think too much. And they're called divertimentos. And this is the first movement of the divertimento in D major by Mozart. And then we're going to go right into a completely different piece by Jay Unger, who wrote the music for Ken Burns' The Civil War. And that is the Ashokan Farewell. So those are the two pieces we'll play in this set.
Michael Andrews and the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, live on Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mozart Divertimento in D major, and Ashokan Farewell, the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios as they appear for the seventh time on their Up North tour. Michael Andrews, listening to that last piece, it's something, isn't it, how this particular composition has become so identified now with Ken Burns and with the Civil War.
Yeah, it's really, well, it's a wonderful piece, and it's the composer that can set the mood. So, you know, music really enhances film, and enhances dance, enhances everything.
I kept waiting for a narrator to come in and start reading a letter from a lost loved one as the gentleman was about to enter into the field of battle.
Yeah.
What a beautiful recording, and as it appeared on the original movie soundtrack, and what a beautiful live rendition of it.
Thank you.
Here. Michael Andrews, the South Beach Chamber Ensemble. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. We'll be back with more conversation and more live music right after this.
Support for WPR comes from Rely Local Wausau, working to build the local economy and strengthen the community by making local business everybody's business. Learn more about locally owned and operated businesses at relylocal.com.
I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. It's our annual Up North show with the South Beach Chamber Ensemble. We have cellist Michael Andrews, a Wausau native who brings his musical group up from Miami Beach every year this time. And we do want to correct promotional announcement that you just heard. The Saturday appearance will be at the First Universalist Unitarian Church at the corner of Grand and Fifth Streets in Wausau, and not at the Yawkey Museum Garden because, frankly, we're worried a little bit about the weather. Friday's concert at the Woodson Museum, Michael, is in honor of Doris Ulrich. Perhaps you could talk a little bit about that. Doris was a great patron of the arts and a great supporter of Wisconsin Public Radio, and it's fitting that we're honoring her with this concert on Friday night.
Yeah, it's all due to her that I reconnected with Ellie Ulrich. You know, back when I was in high school, I was in the cello section with David Rigi, who was a wonderful orchestra director and teacher, and he inspired so many people. And one of them was Ellie Ulrich, and she was in the section with me, and she was, I think, a year older than me, so she was, you know, very mature and worldly. And and I think the last time I saw her was in 1969, and then I graduated in 70. And then we did one concert at the Woodson for South Beach Up North. This was many years ago. And Doris Ulrich came back and said hello. And, you know, I hadn't seen Ellie or Doris in many, many years. And she gave me Ellie's phone number and said, you know, she's in Chicago. And I knew she was in Chicago, but I didn't really know where and what she was doing. And so I hesitantly called her because, you know, I haven't talked to her in 30 years. And we reconnected and we had lunch. And she's also interested in good food, so we had a really good connection there. And we became friends again, and she came up to Wausau and came to some concerts. And so when we're looking at what we're doing this summer, Ellie was really instrumental in creating this concert in honor of her mother and supporting it also. And she will be there tomorrow night as the host for the reception. So I've made an old classmate into a new friend, and it's really great to have Ellie Ulrich back in my life.
Well, if the music isn't enough to bring you out to the Woodson Art Museum tomorrow night, if you live in Wausau and you knew the Ulrichs, if you know Ellie Ulrich, if you remember fondly Ellie's mom, Doris, and her father, John W. Ulrich, who was Mr. Wausau, helped build this town, great patrons of the art, that's another reason to be at this performance tomorrow evening.
Yeah, to support the memory of Doris and John.
Well, Michael, let's move on to the next selections here. What have you got on tap for us?
Well, we wanted to go to the other extreme and play a little bit of Lady Gaga. She has a piece called Just Dance, so we'll be doing that. And then we want to segue into some opera. I think Lady Gaga is probably one of the most operatic people on earth now, and so it's fitting that we follow some opera with her Just Dance. And we'll be doing two pieces by Puccini, one from Gianni Schicchi called O Mio Babbino Caro, and then from Nessun Dorma, from Turandot, Nessun Dorma.
Now, I've got to ask you before the performance here, why is Lady Gaga one of the most operatic people around? Because she's a show person?
Have you seen her in the meat dress? Or coming out of that egg from that one of those award ceremonies? First of all, she's brilliant. One of the quotes that I heard was that she got to pop music through classical music. So she's actually a pianist and classically trained musician. And, you know, she has a great voice. She's got charisma. She knows how to, you know, keep an audience, build an audience, and she knows how to sell a lot of records.
And opera is really a very, very theatrical, very emotional venue that brings music and brings a total experience to the masses.
Yeah, and I think if people would go to opera now, they would be as entertained as if they would go to a Lady Gaga concert, a U2 concert, or even a Josh Grayson concert.
South Beach Chamber Ensemble, live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Michael Andrews on cello, Sarah Schreffler first violin, Sarah Usher second violin, Maya Anstein viola, and Cindy Blandino on bass. The South Beach Chamber Ensemble, live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios for their Up North tour on Route 51. I'm Glenn Moberg. They will be performing tomorrow evening at 7:30 at the Lee Auchie Woodson Art Museum, 700 North 12th Street, at the top of the hill on Wausau's east side. And then Saturday, July 21st at 6 p.m. at the First Universalist Unitarian Church, 5th and Grant Streets, downtown Wausau. We'll be back with more conversation and more live music after this.
Support for Wisconsin Public Radio comes from UMR, a United Healthcare company providing employee benefits administration, integrated health management, and pharmacy benefits administration for self-funded employers throughout the U.S. More about UMR at umr.com.
And we are back on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio with the South Beach Chamber Ensemble. Michael Andrews and his group, Michael, a native of Wausau, brings them through every year. And for the seventh consecutive year, here they are in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios on the Route 51 radio show. Michael, you also performed last weekend at the Woodson Museum. Talk about that
concert. We had a really wonderful concert there with friends, my best friends from coast to coast, Nancy Torrenti. I get my friends, they make me go crazy. So Nancy Torrenti and Cindy Blandino, yes. We were notorious down there in Venezuela. So it's Nancy Torrenti came from New York with her husband Al, and Al wrote a wonderful piece called Manicero. He's a Cuban American, and he offered to write a piece for us. So we said, of course, we'd love to play a piece. And it's a string quintet. Based on the Cuban folk song Manicero, which means the peanut vendor. And I even had to play the samba whistle. So it was quite a thing, and we did some tapping on our instruments, and it was a real success. People that heard it really loved it. So we did that. We also, Nancy's a cellist, so we did the Schubert Quintet. And then we ended with the Villa Lobos String Quartet No. 5, and it was a really good concert. And I really appreciate Nancy and Al coming from New York and all my friends coming from coast to coast for this program.
Fantastic. And of course, we've got two more performances, another Friday at the same location, the Woodson Art Museum, and then Saturday at the First Universalist Unitarian Church. Cindy Blandino, I want to talk to you a little bit about this Venezuelan connection. What were you two doing down in Venezuela? How did you meet, and how did that end up forming this incredible musical collaboration between the two of you?
I guess, how much time do you have? Michael and I both went down there as very young people. I was just out of college, and Michael just a few years beyond that. And it was really a special time. The orchestra was very good. It was made up mostly of Americans and Europeans. There was a lot of oil money in Venezuela at the time, and it was really paradise for us. We made a lot of money, and we made a lot of good music, and we made even better friends.
And you ended up performing together in different venues around the Caribbean. Is that not
correct? We sometimes toured, yes. The orchestra was a full-time orchestra and with touring and recording. So there was some travel around, mostly in the Caribbean.
And you've been with him ever since, on and off?
Well, I've been a friend all that time, yes. Yes.
Let's talk to some of the other musicians here. Let's have Sarah Schreffler, the first violin player, weigh in. Sarah, you were taking the lead on that Ken Burns piece, and it was just achingly beautiful. How do you feel performing with Michael Andrews and performing with this group?
Oh, performing with this group is always a lot of fun. I've known Michael for about 4 years now. Is that right?
I've lost track of time. It's 2008? Yeah.
2008 or 2009, but performing with the group is always a lot of fun. Michael is a great programmer of diverse repertoire, and it is really a lot of fun to play everything from Baroque and classical music to current, pop hits. It's really a lot of fun, and I like making music with Cindy and Maya and Sarah as well. They're really a lot of fun to play with.
And Sarah, you're based in Phoenix, correct?
Correct.
You've got your own studio there?
I do. I teach about 20 really great kids down there, so I'm really pleased about that.
And let's talk to Sarah Usher. Sarah, the other violin player, you perform in the San Francisco Bay Area. You've been there for the past 33 years. Talk about what it's like to come to Wausau and perform with this group.
Well, Wisconsin is my home state. I grew up in Madison. And I just really appreciate an experience like this every summer to come be in the warmth and to play with Michael, who's also an old friend. I knew him when I was a senior in high school. He was at the UW down there, and we reconnected at a farewell concert for a teacher that I worked with from the Pro Arte Quartet two years ago?
Yeah, and Tom Moore had even come up here for several years, so people knew him and his playing in Wausau. So I thank him for reconnecting you and me.
So it's a great pleasure.
And last but not least, Maya Anstein. Maya, you're on viola, and you're a recent graduate of Lawrence University, which turns out a lot of great musicians.
Yeah, that's what I hear, like your daughter.
that's true. Maya and my daughter, Melody, Melody played the double bass at Lawrence University in the orchestra, and they went to school together. In fact, Cindy Blandino here is playing Melody's bass on this tour. So yeah, I've got some personal connections with the group this time around. And you also studied under Matt Michalik, who has performed with South Beach in previous Up North tours. You must have learned a lot from him.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it was a real pleasure to study with him for 5 years, actually.
And Maya, what are your ambitions?
My life ambitions?
Yeah.
I would love to play in an orchestra professionally. That's my ambition.
Well, you're off to a good start. Michael Andrews, what do we have next on tap musically?
Well, we're going to Leonard Bernstein from West Side Story. His most famous song, Maria. And then we're going to be doing a little bit from Psycho. So if you remember the Alfred Hitchcock movie, this is a rendition for a string quintet.
And once again, we are stretching the musical boundaries here. Michael Andrews and the South Beach Chamber Ensemble on their Up North tour live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. Music from the Alfred Hitchcock movie Psycho and Leonard Bernstein's Maria from West Side Story. The South Beach Chamber Ensemble live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios. We'll be back with more after this.
Support for WPR comes from Northwind Renewable Energy in Stevens Point, partnering with agricultural and commercial industries to invest in central Wisconsin's renewable energy future. More about the benefits of solar for business at northwindre.com.
We've got 75 degrees right now in Wausau. We've also got the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, a bass player, a viola, two violins, and a cello, all in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios for their Up North tour. This is the seventh consecutive year that we've done this on Route 51, and they will be performing tomorrow evening, Friday, at the Woodson Art Museum in a performance that is dedicated to the memory of Doris Ulrich. And if you know Doris, if you remember her and all of the wonderful things that her family did, that's another reason, in addition to the music, to show up for that performance tomorrow evening at 7:30. And then Saturday at 6 o'clock, Saturday at 6 o'clock at the First Universalist Unitarian Church, a venue that was changed from the Yawkey House Museum Garden. So that's the place to go on Sunday. Michael Andrews, you're sponsored by the Wausau Conservatory. You used to teach there. This Wausau Conservatory is just part of a huge art scene that we've got in the Wausau area. Talk a little bit about that and how important that's been to the development of musicians.
Well, yeah, the Wausau Conservatory is a jewel for the city of Wausau. For a town this size, it really is amazing. I knew some of the founders, Bellamy Hosler and also Thelma Webb. They were both instrumental in creating the conservatory, making it a viable operation. And it's really, really a wonderful school. Paula Webb is now the interim director, and I remember playing with the kids in high school at Thelma and John's house. And so our history goes back a long time, and they graciously offer, studios for us to rehearse and make some copies and sort of hang out in a very civilized arena.
And the Wausau Conservatory is just part of what's going on in north central Wisconsin. We've got the Grand Theater in Wausau, the Campanile Center in Minocqua, the Lucille Tax Center in Spencer, the Century Theater in Stevens Point, the Chestnut Avenue Center for the Arts in Marshfield, the Fine Arts Center at the McMillan Library in Wisconsin Rapids, facilities at UW Stevens Point, UW Marathon County, and UW Marshfield Wood County. Folks who aren't from this area, I think, would be surprised to find out how many venues there are for fine music and the arts in north central Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's really a wonderful place to be, and we were downtown this weekend and last weekend with the Balloon Fest and the Rib Roast, and it's just a really jam-packed happening place, and I think we add just a little different flavor to that.
And I've been handed a note here telling me that the Friday night concert at the Woodson Museum is being recorded for later broadcast on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Yeah, it's going to be really
so
wonderful.
We've got that to look forward to. Well, we are plumb out of time, and you've got one more composition for us. So why don't you introduce that, and we will see you Friday and Saturday nights as the Up North Tour concludes here in Wausau.
I just want to say one thing about the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. They all started it for us, and we really appreciate their support.
And it is indeed a wonderful organization.
We're going to end with, we're going to do two things, and you probably fade away, but you can still listen as you're talking towards the end. But we're going to start with Piazzolla's La Muerte del Ángel, which is the death of an angel. Piazzolla is a great Argentine tango composer. And then bringing back an old favorite from Edvard Grieg, the Holberg Suite, the Prelude, and possibly the Gavotte.
The South Beach Chamber Ensemble, live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios. I want to thank today's guests, the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, Michael Andrews on cello, Sarah Shreveler, first violin, Sarah Usher, second violin, Maya Anstein, viola, and Cindy Blandino on bass. A reminder, you can catch their Up North tour and two free concerts this weekend, both in Wausau, tomorrow Friday evening, July 21st at 7:30 p.m. in honor of the late Doris Ulrich at the Lee Aukey Woodson Art Museum, 700 North 12th Street, and Saturday, July 21st at 6 p.m. at the First Universalist Unitarian Church, 503 Grant Street, downtown Wausau. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to our executive producer and sound engineer, Rick Ryer. The South Beach Chamber Ensemble Tour is supported by the Community Arts Grant Program of the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin, with funds provided by the Wisconsin Arts Board, a state agency, the Community Foundation, and the B.A. and Esther Greenheck Foundation. Additional support was provided by City Pages, Families First, the First Universalist Unitarian Church, Habish Habish and Rotier, Jefferson Street Inn, the Lee Aukey Woodson Art Museum, Marathon County Historical Society, Ministry Healthcare, the Northwoods Goldsmith, People State Bank, UMR, Wausau Conservatory of Music, Wausau Daily Herald, and Wisconsin Public Radio. To find out more, check out their website, sobechamberensemble.org. Thanks for riding along with us today. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin, and until next week, we're heading out of town.